Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Let's get those lineups set for week 11 next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Heath Cummings to help you set your lineups for week 11 with some start sit calls. And we're going to start at quarterback, which has been shallower than expected all season. I think even more so this week because of some bye weeks. But one quarterback who I think is going to be very difficult to figure out. So, Heath, I'm going to ask you about him first. How are we handling Justin Herbert this week? It has not been a great season for him. I think, obviously, the injuries to Keenan Allen and Mike Williams playing a key role in that. But not sure either of those guys is going to be back this week. Is Justin Herbert a top 12 quarterback for you?
Well, they're back in practice. And so it as long as one of them is going to play on Sunday, then he'll probably be a top 10, top 8 quarterback. If both of them are out, it will be difficult. But I have Aaron Rodgers ranked as a top 12 quarterback. I have Russell Wilson ranked as a top 12 quarterback. Like, being good is not a prerequisite for being a top 12 quarterback.
Yeah. I've also got Aaron Rodgers top 12. I've got Derek Carr top 10. I've got Daniel Jones top 12. So I'm right there with you. The position, not in great shape. If you have Tua Tagovailoa on a bye, who would you be looking to start among players who are somewhat widely available?
This will sound surprising, but I'm going to say Kenny Pickett. I have been very encouraged by his rushing usage over the last 2 weeks. Scored 19 fantasy points last week with only one touchdown. And I expect he'll be chasing the score against the Bengals and throwing a lot. So Kenny Pickett is my favorite streamer.
Yeah, he is a QB 18 for me. So like you said, no prerequisite for being good this week if you're starting. Let's move on to running back. And I think maybe the most interesting player at the position this week is David Montgomery, who has been pretty middling. It looked like Khalil Herbert was at least in a timeshare with him. Khalil Herbert's on IR now, though. He's going to miss at least the next 4 games. How are you viewing David Montgomery? Is he a must-start fantasy RB?
He's pretty close. He's number 16 for me this week. I'd have a hard time. Like, there are certainly people that have two running backs who are better than him, but if you start a flex, you're still probably starting Montgomery. I think he gets 20 touches. The game is with the Falcons is tied with the Chiefs-Chargers game for the highest over-under of the week, so that helps his touchdown odds. And if they fall behind, he'll catch a few passes.
Yeah, I've got him at RB 14, so right in that same range. I think like James Conner and Damian Pierce versus David Montgomery is a really tough call. How would you go with those three?
Pierce, Conner, Montgomery in full PPR.
All right, but probably around the same range?
They're all within 4 spots.
All right, let's move on to wide receiver. And I think one of the more difficult calls, I think in a normal week, Christian Watson probably wouldn't be on my starting radar, even coming off the breakout game last week. It was, a great game, 3 touchdowns, but 4 of 8 on catches. I think there's a lot of volatility in his profile, but no Tyreek Hill, no Jaylen Waddle, a lot of big names out this week. So are you starting Christian Watson?
If I'm in a 3 wide receiver league, I probably am. If I'm in a 2 wide receiver league, I probably am not. Although, if these reports about the Buffalo weather by Thursday are looking more and more valid, then maybe he moves up a little bit because some of those guys fall down. I would say that he's going to be right in that 24 to 30 range at wide receiver. Probably still more upside than a lot of the guys in that range. I wouldn't mind calling him a poor man's Gabe Davis.
I was going to ask Gabe Davis or Christian Watson. So you'd still go with Gabe Davis?
I would.
What about like Paris Campbell or DJ Moore?
Right now I have DJ Moore, then Watson, then Paris Campbell. I struggle so much with Paris Campbell. He came out like 40 in my first run of the projections, and that's because you really have to do some Azer statting to get to like Paris Campbell. He did have 9 targets in their most recent game on only 28 pass attempts. That's awesome. He also had double-digit targets in the last 2 starts of Matt Ryan's when he threw 100 passes in 2 games. The 2 games in between were Sam Ellinger starts, and basically every game before that was completely useless. So it's an Azer-statted wide receiver 3.
Jacoby Myers or Christian Watson?
Jacoby Myers is a top 15 wide receiver for me in all formats and a top 12 wow. wide receiver in full PPR.
I like him a lot.
I think he'll avoid Sauce Gardner. I think he gets 9 targets in the game. I'm in it.
I've got him 28th, so that's one place you and I disagree. But we both have Rondale Moore as top 10 wide receivers. I did notice that. You and I are out on a limb. Dave and Jamie don't like him quite as much. Let's move on to tight end. One last round of start sit calls. Kyle Pitts, Tyler Higbee, or Cole Kmet? Rank those three.
I will go Kmet, Higbee, Pitts in full PPR. I will go Kmet, Pitts, Higbee in non-PPR. I still think Kyle Pitts over the last 3 weeks is fourth in the NFL in air yards. Not at tight end, in the NFL. There's still so much upside there and absolutely zero floor.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota turns from a pretty normal bad quarterback to seemingly the worst quarterback in the NFL when he tries to target Kyle Pitts. I don't quite understand what's going on there. He was nowhere close on Thursday night on most of those targets to Kyle Pitts. It was incredibly frustrating to watch as someone who has Kyle Pitts on a lot of teams, but I think I would still start him over Higbee and Kmet, but I totally get the case for those two guys in PPR especially. So that's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll be back tomorrow recapping Thursday Night Football and getting some more start sit calls for you. We'll see you then.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua, and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk. No. You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter, and he said, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film, and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.